Masechtas Chala, Paragimel, Mishnah Tests. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed a case where a piece of dough that had not had Chala separated from it was put into a batch of dough that already had the Chala separated. So the Mishnah over here says a similar case, discussing produce and Trumas and Maisers. The Mishnah says, Ki Eitzabait, similar to the previous Mishnah, Zei Sei Masik, if you have the regular harvested olives, which are tavel, they require a separation of trumas and maisers. Shinis arvu, that got mixed together in zeitzi nikov with the picked olives. This is referring to olives that the aniyim pick, poor people pick, such as leket, shikha, and peah, that go to the poor people. And these olives are exempt from trumas and maisers. So here you have a mixture where there's some of the olives that are obligating trumas and maisers, also known as tavel, and some of them are not. Or if you have inve butzir, harvested grapes, which are tavel, inve oilolis, together with other grapes, they got mixed together with oilolis grapes, which are one of the grapes that are left behind for the poor people, and they're exempt from trumas and maisers. So what do you do with these mixtures? Im yesh lei parnasa makam acher, if you have a batch somewhere else of other the grapes or olives that are obligated in trumas and maisers that you can mix together, that you can bring together with over here, and maitzi lefi cheshbon, then you'd be able to separate lefi cheshbon according to how much you have to separate the 1/50th on the average of truma and the 1/10th for the meiser. Vimlav, but if he does not have another batch to add and there's only a small amount of tavel, grapes or olives in this group, not enough to be separating the proportions that he's supposed to do, so then he's going to have to separate on behalf of the entire batch, even the olives or grapes that were already separated for. Maitzi truma, trumas meiser lakol. He's going to have to separate truma and trumas meiser on behalf of everything. These trumas, they become kaddish, and they have to be given specifically to a kayin. Vashar, but regarding the rest of it, meiser and meiser sheni lefi cheshbon. When it comes to the meiser and the meiser sheni, these things don't have a kedusha, so then he only has to give lefi cheshbon. What, the truma that has a kedusha, so whatever he has to declare the full amount, full ratio of truma on the whole batch, even the olives or grapes that it had already separated, and as truma it has to be eaten by a kohen. But the meiser doesn't have kedusha, and the meiserishin and the meiser sheni he can redeem. He only has to do that proportionate to the amount of the produce that was here that did not have trumas and meiser separated from it. Mishnah Yud. Hanaitos Sa'ar Me'isas Chitim. If somebody takes a bit of sourdough from wheat dough, and this is sourdough that has not had challah separated, V'naisin L'tayich Isas Erev, and he put it into a batch of dough from rice. And rice is exempt from challah. So there's a little piece of sourdough that is obligated in challah mixed with rice dough that's not obligated in challah. Im yesh batam daga, and if it has the taste still of the grain, chayavis b'chala, he's obligated in challah. Vimlav, but if it doesn't taste like grain, then p'tur, it's exempt. So the Mishnah now contrasts this in questions with the Mishnah Ches. Previously we learned that when mixing a piece of sourdough obligated in challah with wheat dough that already challah was taken off of, so even the littlest amount require that challah is going to have to be separated. But over here we say only if it still remains the taste from the piece of sourdough that was dropped in. So the Mishnah explains the difference. Im kain, the Mishnah says, Im kain, if so, lama amra tavel eiser kol shu. Where do we say in Mishnah Ches that tavel, challah that's tavel, dough that's tvul in the challah, that needs challah to be taken off of it, that even a little bit, a kol shu, even if it can't be tasted, still is going to require challah to be separated? That's min b'mina, when it's the same thing falling into the same thing, dough in dough. So then we don't say that any bittul, midarbanan. Midarbanan, we don't say any bittul when there's min b'mina. The little amount of sourdough is not nullified in the larger batch of dough, even if you can't taste it. But v'shalei b'mina, but when we're talking about a mixture of two things that are not the same min, not the same type, so it's sourdough from wheat into rice dough, then b'nais and tam, only if it actually gives taste, do we say that it's not batal, and then you'll have to take challah off of this mixture, but if it doesn't give taste, then we say it's batal, and no challah is required to separate.